All right, here at the Ag Executive Forum for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, I am having the pleasure of getting to talk to Fred Stemme, our old friend from Jefferson City who moved up into the big world in St. Louis, and he's part of the National Corn Growers Association. What's your official title, Fred?
I'm VP of Marketing.
Well, Fred was part of a panel here at the Ag Executive Forum with the soybean and the wheat people, and they were talking about a little bit about commodity trends. And I guess that's kind of hard to predict these days. It's been pretty volatile. But what are some of the things you told these ag executives about what's going on in the corn business?
You know, one of the places I started was talking about today's reality, the fact that we have the technology in place that's going to allow us to have tremendous productivity gains over the next 10, 15, 20 years, and the fact that before we talk about some of those amazing numbers, it's sometimes helpful to look back and think about how can the unimaginable become reality. If you look in 1944, we produced about 3 billion bushels of corn on 85 million acres. Fast forward to 2007, same number of acres, 85 million acres, we produced nearly fourfold the amount of corn, over 13 billion bushels. That's just amazing. So when you hear technology providers and others talk about the fact that we're going to have, by 2030, a national corn yield average of 300 bushels per acre or more, those numbers don't seem so amazing. And in fact, if you think about it, those numbers are actually a reality today, not on a national average basis, but we looked at the nearly 5,000 yield contest entrants for the National Corn Growers National Corn Yield Contest last year, averaged almost 70 bushels per acre beyond the national average, and our 27 national class winners had an average of 298 bushels per acre. So we're almost pushing that 300 bushels per acre. One of the other trends I pointed out, it's very easy for us to look at some of the data that come from some of the natural sources, public or private, and take those at face value. One of those is yield trends. If you look at the charts for 15-year or 20-year, 30, 35-year yield trends, which are very common, those don't necessarily tell the story about biotechnology, marker-assisted breeding, and the fact that now we have mapped and sequenced the corn genome. If you look at a 10-year yield trend, we're looking at about 180 bushels per acre national average for corn, potentially by 2015. And let me say that again, 180 bushels per acre. That'd be 30 bushels over last year. Seems like a lot by 2015. But back in 1944, we only produced about 33 bushels per acre. So it's phenomenal to think about. And as we look forward on the total supply available in 2015, our economists and independent economists are telling us that we could be looking at a crop of maybe 17 billion bushels, and we'd use about 3 billion bushels of that corn crop to produce 15 billion gallons of ethanol, over 10% of the motor fuel supply in the United States, and at the same time still have nearly 14 billion bushels of corn to meet the needs of our other customers. Food, feed, all of the livestock and poultry here in the United States, our export customers, and that 14 billion bushels of corn available for all of those other uses is 4 billion bushels more than we actually used in 2002. So the story long term is very positive. Obviously, there are going to be some challenges potentially in the short term. Stocks are maybe a little bit on the low side, although we see with the global financial crunch, some of the international demand is softening, potentially some of the demand here in the United States for meat products. So, that may mitigate some things. But, looking at the prices today on the Chicago Board of Trade for the major commodities, we also think that the traders maybe are ignoring fundamentals. Maybe by the time your listeners hear this, the new crop report will have come out. Folks trading may have refocused on the fundamentals. A lot of the hedge fund traders have already bailed out. So we see prices potentially strengthening over the next 3 to 6 months as we go into planting. Prices are going to have to increase for corn on a per bushel basis to compete with soybeans and other crops for the acres. It takes a pretty healthy price to pay for that expensive nitrogen it's going to take to produce the crop.
Well, here at this conference here, this is agribusiness executives, mainly from farm equipment companies, but also from some other companies in the agricultural sector. A lot of focus here on renewable fuels. We had several different presenters, and even the ones who weren't talking about renewable fuels talked about renewable fuels. What'd you think about that?
I thought it was exciting. Obviously, renewable fuels, specifically ethanol made from corn, it's really the game changer. It's what's changed the game for agriculture over the last 3 to 5 years, and certainly will change the game going forward, the next 3, 5, 10 years going forward. There's a number of other factors, but it's kind of exciting to see, as someone who has worked at the state and national level for corn growers for over 11 years. When I started, ethanol production was about 1 billion gallons annually, and to think this year we'll produce over 9 billion gallons. In 11 years, that kind of increase, that shows the dynamic things that are happening for ethanol, for corn growers. And obviously many of the farmers that grow corn are growing the other crops, and this is really opened up a lot of opportunity. But at the same time, given inflationary pressures and other things, expenses are increasing to produce the crop. So we've probably moved to a new paradigm or new level. New plateau, as some folks have talked, in terms of prices and expenses. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out over the next 6, 12, 18 months or more.
Thank you very much. That's Fred Stemme with the National Corn Growers Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, St. Louis.